beginning with the end in mind. I've borrowed the title of this chapter from Stephen Covey. Begin with the end in mind is the second chapter of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Covey's landmark book on human potential. In that chapter, Covey leads the reader through an imaging exercise. He asks us to picture our own funeral, down to the last detail, especially the attendees. We are to specifically imagine whom we would like to eulogize us and what they would have to say. By imaging what we would love others to say about us then, we can see our deepest priorities and principles now. Thus, we can organize our present life around those principles, bringing into effect the results we have already imagined in our minds. That's how the exercise works, and it can be tremendously helpful. What we're going to do here in this chapter is very similar. I'm going to lead you in an exercise to visualize the type of adult you want each of your children to become, and the type of a relationship you would like to enjoy with each of them. Most important, you will begin to see the type of growth you would like for yourself. Begin by relocating yourself to a quiet place, isolated from the noise and clutter of kids, spouses, homework, and television. Now begin to visualize your youngest child at the age of 25. What year is it? How old does that make each of your other children? How old does that make you? After you've done all the math, allow yourself to get really imaginative. I want you to think about each of your children and ponder your ideal for the following questions. Allow yourself to truly long for this ideal, how you would love it to be in each of these areas. Are your children married? For how long? How would you rate their marriages? Do they have children? How would you rate your children as parents? Do they have college degrees, master's degrees? What was their major? What do they do for work? How much money do they make? Do they work for a large corporation, or do they have an entrepreneurial vision? Now, these might be the most important questions. What is the content of their character? What do their friends and spouses say about them, their bosses and coworkers? How self-sufficient are they? What is their decision-making process? How well do they take responsibility for their choices? Are they physically healthy and active? How well do they take care of their bodies? What are your grown children's deepest values? How do they contribute to society? How do they carry themselves around others? How do they spend their alone time? What are their spiritual beliefs, and how do those beliefs shape their worldview? Now the tough part. Recall again how old you'll be at that time. Start to imagine your future. Are you married? How do you rate your marriage? How healthy are you physically? How well do you take care of your body? Where do you live? Are you still working? Or have you retired? How do you spend your days? How have you grown and matured? Now focus on your relationship with your kids. How often do you see your grown children? What type of relationship do you have with them? Are you close? Distant? At each other's throats? Too close for comfort? How much respect do you and your children have for each other as individuals? Are you still waiting for one of your children to grow up? Do you still support them financially? Do any of them still live under your roof? Do you live under one of theirs? How would you rate yourself as a grandparent? Are your grown children inspired by you, your success, and your maturity? How do they talk about you to their spouses, their friends, their children? Congratulations. To whatever extent you were able to put some serious thought to those questions, you have every reason to be proud of yourself. Why? Because while we may occasionally fantasize about the future, hardly any of us allow ourselves to truly think ahead like that. We are so quick to put off such future imagining as nothing more than irresponsible, wishful thinking. And yet these ideas often reflect the deepest desires of our hearts. I love C.S. Lewis's thought on the matter. When criticized for urging readers to concentrate on their deepest longings for the future, Lewis came back with a quick but profound retort. He said not to think of it as wishful thinking, but rather thoughtful wishing. And that's what you've just done. What's amazing about the process is that the more we engage in thoughtful wishing, the more we find ourselves drawn to actions today that have the best chance of producing those results tomorrow. That's what it means to begin with the end in mind. By intentionally focusing on the outcome we desire for tomorrow, we encourage ourselves to take the most effective actions today. So, to what end are you working? What goals do you have for this entire parenting journey? By taking you through this exercise, I led you to reflect on a future when your child is an adult. And that is the entire goal of parenting, to produce another adult.